Welcome to our live coverage of George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio. Coach Greg Kubsa and the Longhorns tore through their non-district schedule and now have their sights set on capturing the 23-6A crown and advancing to the title game of the 2017 UIL playoffs. Let's go out to the ball diamond and join the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for today's game.
Live from A-Leaf Taylor High School in Houston, Texas, it's George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Tonight's game with the A-Leaf Taylor Lions is the midpoint in 23-6A baseball for 2017, and the George Ranch Longhorns have done pretty well. Thank you very much. Longhorns are perfect 5-0 in district play, coming into the game tonight with the Lions in near perfect on the season at 20-1. Alongside Harry Boudreau, I'm Tom Tarando, and we welcome you again to live George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio. The A-Leaf Taylor Lions are having a tough time of it this season. They're 2-12 overall and winless in five starts in 23-6A district play. When we come back, Harry will jump in. We'll have the starting lineups and the first pitch between the visiting George Ranch High School Longhorns and the homestanding Lions from Taylor High School. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
I'm Eddie Moore, Vice President of Athletics for George Ranch ABC Booster Club, and I listen to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
Back at A-Leaf Taylor High School for Longhorns baseball, we don't see any men or women in blue yet, so we have a chance to talk a little bit.
Umpire just walked up, first one behind the plate guy.
I knew once I said it, he'd be here. So the Longhorns are midway through their district season after tonight's game with the Lions, perfect 5-0, and trying to make it 6-0 as they head towards by-district play and then the entirety of the UIL playoffs.
Yeah, well, as everybody listening knows, it's been a good year so far for the Longhorns halfway through the district. I think, you know, Coach Cubs is still working on some pitching rotation, trying to get kind of figure out where to go next with each pitcher. Josh LaPierre is going to be on the mound tonight. You know, the district games so far have been dominated by our pitching staff. The hitting has been, you know, okay for the most part, but you know, so we'll see tonight if Josh LaPierre can go out and give us some good innings and see who else he throws out there and see if the sticks could get going a little bit better tonight. But it's a beautiful field here. I've never been to this facility. The wind is blowing in from right tonight, so we'll see how that affects the play. But should be a good ball game. And Longhorns, like I said, we're playing a 20-1 team against a 2-12 team, so you can kind of read what you want into that. But you know, let's hope the Taylor Lions come out and put a good effort up on the mound and give the Longhorns something to work at.
All the A-Leaf teams are home tonight in 23-6A play. The Bears are hosting the Dawson Eagles. That has a 7 o'clock first pitch. Brazoswood Buccaneers are at the Elsick Rams. Of course, we're here with the Taylor Lions. The Pearland Oilers have the district by tonight, but they filled up the spot with a game against Episcopal High that started about an hour ago at Episcopal.
Yeah, that's one of the things about our – we have 13 teams in the – seven teams in the district, so it's an odd number. We have a bye coming up late next week, I believe. But we'll go ahead and face the Lions tonight and try to take care of business, and the second round of district starts on Friday night.
Yeah, our schedule looks like this on the way out. We're at Hastings on Friday, hosting Dawson a week from today at Longhorns Diamond. Then we have that open date on Good Friday, April 14th. We're at Brazoswood on the 18th. Pearland comes to town on the 21st. We go to Elsick on the 25th. And then Taylor comes into George Ranch on the 28th of April. And that completes the 23-6A district play. By-district play begins the week of May 6th. And then area play a week after that, regional quarterfinals, regional semifinals, and then the finals, and finally the state finals at either Dell Diamond or Dish Falk Field in Austin or in Round Rock.
Well, that's obviously looking a long way ahead, but its schedule is set, and those are the dates. So, like I said, first order of business is taken care of tonight. And hopefully the Longhorns can pull out their 21st victory of the year. Coach Cubs is meeting with the umpires on the field right now, so we should be ready for baseball in the next few minutes.
Yeah, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with Sage Point Financial Inc.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at A-Leaf Taylor High School, here's Harry with the starting lineups.
Well, the Longhorns are the visitors tonight, so we'll start off with Kyle Boudreaux playing shortstop. He'll be leading off. Batting second, playing third base tonight is Ty Abraham. Dylan Rock in his normal right field position is batting third. Joseph Menifee, left fielder, is batting cleanup. On the mound tonight, batting fifth, is Josh LaPierre. Our designated hitter tonight is Brad Armstrong. He'll be hitting for Bailey Allen, who plays second base tonight. And in the seven hole, first baseman Jake Zatopek. In the eighth hole, catcher Zach Holsutter. And playing center field tonight for the Longhorns is Bryce Debs. He'll be batting in the nine hole. For the homestanding Lions from A-Leaf Taylor, leading off is going to be the shortstop Carlos Montero. Cordell Hawkins playing center field, batting second. Mauriel Zavala is the catcher. He'll be batting third. Charleston Kerr batting fourth and doing the pitching tonight for the Lions. Joey Impande is batting seventh. He'll be batting fifth. Marco Reyes playing right field. He'll be batting sixth. Playing first base and batting seventh is Christian Reyes. Second baseman is Bradley Sanborn. He'll be batting eighth. And batting ninth is the designated hitter, Yunier Garcia. He'll be batting for the third baseman, Daniel Ramirez. So that's your lineups. And coaches are about done with their meeting with the umpire and about ready to play some ball. Let's get after it.
All right, on defense, as Harry just alluded to, Joey Impande in left, Cordell Hawkins in center, Marco Reyes in right. From third to first, Daniel Ramirez, Carlos Montero, Bradley Sanborn, and Christian Reyes. On the mound is Charleston Kerr, and he'll be throwing to catcher Mauriel Zavala. The DH tonight for the Taylor Lions, Junior Garcia. DH for George Ranch is Bradley Armstrong. And as we mentioned, Bryce Debs getting the start again tonight in center field for George Ranch.
Yeah, with LaPierre on the mound, haven't seen him in a while, doesn't seem like. So we'll see if he can, I guess it was his last performance. Has he pitched since the 21 strikeout game?
Yes, and okay. I'll find out when.
It was the first game of district, right, against Hastings?
Yeah. And then he pitched against Hastings.
That was the 21 strikeout game, wasn't it?
It was not. Yeah, it was. Yes, it was.
So I don't think he's seen the mound since then.
No, he has not, as I go back through the scorebook here. So you're right. That was the game against the Hastings Bears.
Who we see Friday night. So they're not going to let him go against them this Friday. They're going to let him play against the Lions tonight. So the Lions are taking the field. Lions are dressed in gray pants, red shoes, white vest-type tops with a blue shirt underneath. And catcher
put that right
Mario's
there.
Zavala, dressed like a red Power Ranger. And on the mound, Charles Kerr. What do you think, 6'5", 6'6", right-hander?
He's big.
Is he going to bring the heat? Let's see. Big, tall right-hander.
Yep.
So Coach Cubs is making his way over. Kyle Boudreaux's on the on-deck circle checking it out. We'll get ready for some baseball.
Top three for George Ranch, Kyle Boudreaux, Ty Abraham, Dylan Rock. The middle three, Joseph Menifee, Josh LaPierre, Bradley Armstrong. And the bottom three, Jake Zatopek, Zach Holzhutter, and Bryce Debs.
Yeah, the sun is directly behind the press box, and kind of the outfielders are all kind of checking it out right now to see what looks like the left fielder is going to have the most work with this sun.
Mm-hmm. Shortstop, third base, left field.
Pretty good crowd tonight for the Longhorns. They brought a pretty good crowd. Not too far. I've never been here, but just up Highway 6, go past Skeeter Field and past Clements High School and down almost to the West Park Tollway, and you'll find the Taylor High School right off of Highway 6.
Yesterday, the 6A Top 25 were released, as they always are on Mondays. George Ranch on top again for the third straight week at 20-1 and 5-0 in district play. The Houston area has 11 representatives on that top 25. Dallas with 7, Austin 4, San Antonio area with 3. And Harry and I were talking off air before the broadcast started about by district and area play, and we'll be running into some of the same teams that populate that top 25.
Yeah, it's all the teams that make the playoffs are good, and so it's just kind of a matter of where you're seated on how good the level of play is. And obviously, if you get the one seed, you play the four seed. But a lot of times, some of these districts, that doesn't mean a whole lot with the talent level that that we face, especially in the Houston area.
Kerr is ready. Boudreaux is ready. Here's the first pitch of the ball game. It's a called strike.
A little breaking ball. Kind of took a little bit off of it and got caught the inside corner. He said a big, tall right-hander comes straight over the top.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Kyle Boudreaux. This one is swung on and fouled off at the plate, 0-2.
Yeah, that was a little bit outside. Trying to take it the other way and kind of hit off the end of the bat and just rolled foul.
Glad you joined us tonight for live Longhorns baseball on GRHS iRadio. We'll be on the air on Friday night at 6:50 p.m. back at Hastings High School for the Bears and George Ranch. 0-2 pitch is hit on the line, kind of a soft line to Bradley Sanborn at second, and that's the first out of the ball game. Brings up Ty Abraham.
A Yeah, Kurt was painting the outside corner on Boudreaux there, and he tried to take it the other way, but was a little ahead of it, hit off the end of the bat, kind of an easy out, lazy line drive to Bradley Sanborn.
Ty Abraham, third baseman, is next. Ty with a home run in the third inning of the game on Friday night against the Elsick Rams. George Ranch, a winner 11-0, and that home run by Ty Abraham, and he added a double. He had three RBIs in the ballgame. This one hit into right field. Base hit for Ty Abraham.
Yeah, that was actually kind of similar to Boudreaux's pitch. It just happened to be in between first and third, a little further to the right. So the pitches are outside, and they're not being real selective at the plate. That pitch was a good 6 inches outside. He poked it out there between the first baseman and the second baseman.
And in the three hole, as always, right fielder Dylan Rock at the plate.
The plan for the Longhorns apparently is to be aggressive at the plate tonight.
Kirk quickly checks on Abraham at first. First pitch is outside to Dylan Rock.
Rock's probably one of the most selective hitters on our team, so you won't see him going for pitches out of the zone.
Kerr over to first base, and Abraham is back. He checks first several times over his shoulder. He's a big right-hander, so he doesn't have the luxury of looking right at the base like a lefty does. Here's the next pitch. This one is hit into left field, base hit, and that splits the outfielders and goes all the way to the wall. Abraham rounds third. He will score the first run of the ball game, and Dylan Rock checks into third base with a triple.
That ball was hit well, just a line drive over shortstop's head and got all the way to the fence. And M. Donde and Hawkins chased it down. It was split right between both of them, and RBI triple for Dylan Rock. 1-0 Horns.
Left fielder Joseph Menefee is next. Rock over at third base. This one is hit down to second. Good grab of that one by Sanborn. But on that ground ball, Dylan Rock comes in, the second Longhorns run, and George Ranch leads 2-0.
Yeah, it was a one hopper to Sanborn. Nice play to his left. There was nothing he could do to get the guy at home. So Menefee did his job to pull the ball and get the runner home, second run for the Longhorns.
Brings up the pitcher, Josh LaPierre. He takes one high and inside, ball one.
Josh just having a word with the umpire. They're laughing.
1-0 pitch on its way. This one hit down to short. Carlos Montero over to first, and he's got him. That ends the inning for George Ranch. But in the inning, two runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. At the end of a half inning of play, it's the George Ranch Longhorns 2 and the Taylor Lions coming to bat.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at Taylor High School, the Lions coming to bat. George Ranch leads 2-0. A ground out by Kyle Boudreaux, a single by Ty Abraham, a triple by Dylan Rock driving in Abraham, and then a ground ball drove in Dylan Rock. Menefee hit the grounder to second, and the Longhorns are on top 2-0. Carlos Montero, Cordell Hawkins, and Muriel Zavala will be the first three batters up for Lynn Bradford's Taylor Lions.
Like I said, it's been a couple of weeks since LaPierre has towed the rubber, so see what might be good for his arm strength. Maybe we'll see a little more velocity today. Not that he didn't have enough before, but, big, tall right-hander and always had a good curveball from the Little League days till now. So, like I said, he's had plenty of rest. So we'll see what he looks like tonight. I can see Boudreaux and Abraham and Menifee checking out the sun. It's definitely shining in their eyes. I was watching Daniel Ramirez in the top of the inning, was doing the same thing.
And Ramirez is at the plate, although the lineup card said that Carlos Montero would be leading off. But Ramirez is at the plate wearing number 9. Pitch by LaPierre is a called strike. It is Montero? Okay.
So just got the jersey number wrong.
This one is hit to Kyle Boudreaux. It's short. Good run and throw by Boudreaux over to first base. Retiring Carlos Montero, 6-3. Brings up shortstop Cordell Hawkins.
Nice
or,
play.
Center fielder, rather, Cordell Hawkins.
Yeah, real nice play by Boudreaux. The ball was hit. We're sitting directly behind home plate. It kind of hopped directly over LaPierre's head, headed towards second base, and Boudreaux cut it off about halfway between the pitcher's mound and second base and tossed it lightly over to Zatopek for the out.
First pitch by LaPierre is a ball. One-oh pitch gets the outside corner, 1-1.
I guess we're looking at this. So we'll go by the lineup. That's Hawkins batting.
2-1. That one is low from LaPierre.
Yeah, Hawkins bats with a wide open stance, and he kind of closes quickly, gets his foot down good. Let's see what happens. Ground ball.
Ground ball to Jake Zatopek. He bobbles it for a second, takes it himself over at first. Two outs, and the catcher, Muriel Zavala, is next. That ball was hit hard enough. Jake had a little trouble getting it in his glove, but had loads of time down there since it was hit so hard.
Yeah, and fast runner, too. So he did a good job of keeping it in front of him. Did kind of bobble it, but was able to grab it.
First pitch is a ball to Zavala. Two outs. We're in the bottom of the first. Longhorns lead it. 2-0. There's a called strike.
Good fastball by LaPierre, painted the outside corner. Looked like it had pretty good velocity.
1-1 to the catcher. Here's the next pitch by LaPierre on the outside corner, 1-2.
That's the pitch that LaPierre has. If he can control that pitch all night, it's going to be a difficult night for the Lions. He throws that pitch, headed down the middle, and breaks about 2 inches outside and got the call.
That one is low, knots it up at 2-2.
Good stop by Holsutter. Not that it mattered because there were no runners on base, but he did jump out.
2-2 pitch from LaPierre. And that's a ball, 3-2. LaPierre goes full to the catcher, Muriel Zavala. Two outs, both infield outs. Here's the full count pitch. And he walks the catcher, Zavala, brings up Charleston Kerr, the pitcher.
So the umpire is going to have a good, consistent zone tonight. Ball's got to be on the plate for a strike. LaPierre was kind of hoping it was kind of like the last time he pitched, and he started walking towards the first base dugout. But the pitch was a ball outside, and it's not a strike. So he does have his first base runner of the night for the Lions.
Kerr looks big on the mound. He looks big at the plate. Big right-handed hitter facing LaPierre. He's a righty. First pitch to Kerr is high, ball 1.
So if he's 6'4 and it was high, it was pretty high.
LaPierre checks Zavala at first. Actually, there's a courtesy runner over there. That one's outside, 2-0. And now LaPierre has thrown five straight balls, rather. Yeah, three straight to Zavala, and now two to Kerr.
I'm sure Coach Cubs is yelling, just pitch to contact and let the defense do the work.
Kerr squares around the bunt. Runner on his way to second base, and the tag is made. Good throw by Holzhutter, and the runner is retired at second base in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. At the end of one inning of play, it's George Ranch 2 and the Lions nothing. Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tirando and Harry Boudreau on GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Michelle Fisher. We're back at Taylor High School. Bradley Armstrong, the DH, Jake Zatopek, first baseman, and the catcher, Zach Holzhutter, will face Kerr in the top of the second.
Yeah, it was interesting managing by the Lions coach there with two outs and five consecutive balls, chose to steal the runner. That's not conventional. And Holzhutter, Zach, did a nice job of gunning him out. Nice job by Bailey Alley getting over there and getting the tag down. But you don't typically see a runner running after five consecutive balls.
And Kerr was showing bunt on that pitch as well.
I think that was more of a distraction, if I had to guess.
Yep. First pitch to Armstrong is a ball one. We're in the top of the second. Longhorns lead 2-0. Got the RBI triple from Dylan Rock and an infield RBI from Menifee. Out one outside as well, 2-0. Swung on and missed by Armstrong, 2-1.
Yeah, Kerr's first two pitches were fastballs outside. He took a little bit off that one, left a little high, and kind of fooled Armstrong. Was out in front of it.
2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. 2-2. We'll be just down the road at Hastings High School. As a matter of fact, I passed their baseball diamond on the way to Taylor tonight. We'll be there for a 7 o'clock first pitch on Friday. Airtime is 6:50 on GRHS iRadio. That one a little close, 3-2. Hold on.
Yeah. Brad tried to kind of throw his arm in there and see if he could get an easy base there, but it didn't happen.
Full count pitch to Armstrong is fouled off.
Uh-oh, a lot of people over there. Heads up. There's a soccer field directly behind us, and there's probably, 50 people in the Longhorn stands and 40 people in the Taylor stands and about 300 people in the soccer fans stands behind us. So it's kind of rowdy back there.
Once again, full count pitch from Kerr.
There's another one.
Popped out of play down the first baseline. Still 3-2. Kerr is ready with a new baseball. Again, the full count pitch. This one hit past third into left field. Base hit for Brad Armstrong.
Yeah, nice job of hitting there by Brad. He fouled a bunch of them off to the right. Kerr threw him an inside pitch. And he was able to smoke it to the left-hand side of the third baseman for a single.
Brings up first baseman, senior Jake Zatopek. First pitch is a called strike to Jake Zatopek. Over at first, Brad Armstrong being held on there by Christian Reyes. Kerr goes over to first base, and Armstrong's back.
A good move. Both times he's thrown over there have been relatively close, and Longhorn base runners have had to dive back in head first.
Swung on and missed by Zatopek. He's behind Kerr now, 0-2. Kerr over to first base, and this one wasn't as close as the first one. Armstrong is back. Zatopek had an RBI triple. Check that. He had an RBI in the game, the 11-0 game on Friday night.
Just next Monday and Tuesday.
0-2 pitch is hit into left field. Base hit. And with the ball right in front of him, Armstrong will stop at second base. Two consecutive singles for the Longhorns. And the catcher, Zach Holsutter, is next.
Yeah, again, he worked Zatopek outside, and then came back in with the inside pitch. Zatopek didn't hit that as well as Armstrong did. It was kind of fisted, but nonetheless, it's a single in the scorebook.
Also, Hutter 1-for-2 officially with a walk and two RBIs on Friday night against Elsick. Now batting against Charleston Kerr and the Taylor Lions. First one is inside, ball one.
That ball had a lot of movement on it, breaking inside. I don't know if he kind of came down the side of the ball when he let go of it, but it almost got Holsutter in the thigh there.
Armstrong on second, Zatopek on first. And Kerr kind of pirouettes around and looks at second base. Pitch to the plate. This one has popped up towards first base, but Reyes will run out of room over there. And that knots the count at 1-1.
Yeah, Armstrong standing at second base. The infielders for the left side of the infield for the Lions are not very tall, and Armstrong standing out there looks like he's about double the size of them.
Kerr gets his sign from Zavala and comes to the plate.
Ooh.
One just outside, 2-1.
Yeah, that was just pretty close to take right there.
Two-one pitch is in the dirt. Runners will both move up. Zavala had just a little bit of trouble corralling that one, and the runners move to third and second.
Yeah, that was a good job of base running. The ball didn't pop that far away. It barely got out of the grasp by the circle, and both runners were able to move up. So, you know, there's things the Longhorns need to continue to work on. Base running is a huge part of the game, and the Longhorns need to get better at it.
3-1 pitch on its way. Holsutter pops this one up to first base. Reyes in foul territory, and he has that one for the first out in the top of the second. Center fielder Bryce Debs is next.
Yeah, big opportunity here for Debs to get a hit. Hasn't got a whole lot of playing time since district started, with Abraham playing center field, but probably since the last time LaPierre pitch. So opportunity here for him to get a couple of hits in this game.
Longhorn scored two in the first inning, threatening here in the top of the second. Consecutive singles by Armstrong and Zatopek, and then the pop-out by Holzhutter, and Bryce Debs is at the plate, trying to push a few more across. He has a great opportunity to do that.
I don't know what the delay is.
Well, he's putting on and taking off and putting on two batting gloves. That might explain it.
The pitcher or the batter? Bryce had a necklace on. This is our first game, right? We went over that last time.
Yeah, you mentioned that Friday. Here's a pitch to Bryce Debs, and he fouls that one back, 0-1. We've had that happen so many times, and the guys still don't get the message. They wait for the umpire to tell them to take it off every game. So. Armstrong on third, Zatopek on second, Bryce Debs at the plate, one out. That one is a curveball, strike two.
That was a good pitch right there. Kind of buckled Debs a little bit, kind of started at his left shoulder and broke back over.
Kerr on the mound in the windup. Here's the 0-2, and that's outside, 1-2.
Catcher Zavala set up about 6 inches outside. He hit his mitt, and the umpire said, nope, you were 6 inches outside.
1-2 is hit on the ground towards first. Reyes goes to the plate, and Zavala can't put a glove on it. And the Longhorns score their third run. Bryce Debs is on first base on a fielder's choice. And now a runner coming in. That's Zatopek, and he is out at the plate.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Coach Cubs is not going to be real happy with that. Coach Debs was not running after the play was made at the plate, after the run scored at the plate, and Coach Gazaway told Debs to take off. They threw it down and got Debs at second, but the throw coming home, Coach Cubs is arguing with the umpire right now. It was pretty questionable whether there was a tag there. Zatopek was pretty animated, I guess you could say, saying it did. It did. From here, it was too hard to tell. The catcher swung around. And we'll see. They're going to talk about it. But how's the guy at second going to overrule that play at the plate?
A lot of movement, a lot of moving parts going on that play. Bryce Debs hit one down to first. Reyes fielded it, threw home. And Zavala couldn't handle the throw. Armstrong came home. Debs continued on to second. Catcher threw down there. They got Bryce Debs at second. And then the return throw got Jake Zatopek, who was at third, got him nailed at the plate. So bottom line is one run scores on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. At the end of 1.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 3 and the Lions nothing. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The pitcher, Charleston Kerr, will lead off the bottom of the second. He was standing at the plate when Zavala was cut down at second base on the steal attempt. First pitch was a called strike, and now a ball to Charleston Kerr, 1-1. Joey Imponde and Marco Reyes will follow. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, 1-2. Here's LaPierre's pitch. This one hit down to Jake Zatopek at first base. He'll take it himself and retire Charleston Kerr. Now the left fielder, Joey Impande, is next. That is the second unassisted putout at first base for Zatopek. And then he got an assist on the throw over by Kyle Boudreau to lead off the game, Carlos Montero. First pitch to Impande is a strike, 0-1. This one is hit back to the mound to LaPierre. Josh over to first base, and Impande is put out, 1-3. And right fielder Marco Reyes is next.
I was over there checking out the soccer game. Girl had a breakaway, nobody in front of her but the goalie, and she kicked it wide. I didn't get the score, though.
That is playoff soccer, yes?
Is it? I have no idea.
Yeah?
Middle school soccer.
Okay. Swung on and missed by Reyes, and it's 1-1. LaPierre into the windup. That one way outside, 2-1.
So did you do any George Ranch soccer games?
No.
Can you do goal?
I can do that, but to get to that, I think it'd be a little dicey. Calling soccer on TV is hard enough when you can see where the ball is. Can you imagine doing that on radio?
All right, so here's the deal. If a Longhorn hits a home run tonight, as soon as it clears the fence, you yell, goal, as long as you can. Let's see how long you can exhale.
All right.
That's the deal.
Fair enough.
Hope the tape is on.
And a called strike. It's 3-2 to the right fielder, Marco Reyes. Christian Reyes is up next. Full count pitch is outside, and LaPierre walks Reyes, brings up Christian Reyes, the first baseman.
That was another situation where he was a little bit outside, and last time he pitched, he got those calls, and he's not getting them tonight. And they're not strikes. So pretty good job by the umpire tonight to keep it straight up strikes.
LaPierre checks first, comes to the plate. That one is outside, ball one. He went through a period in the first inning, did LaPierre, where he threw five or six straight balls before he righted himself. 1-0 pitch to Reyes, swung on and missed, 1-1. Bradley Sanborn, the second baseman, is in the on-deck circle. If Reyes gets on. Two outs in the bottom of the second. Longhorns lead 3-0. Snap throw down to first by Holsutter, and the runner's back.
There's a ball outside. He's been working that outside corner, and he's just kind of leaving it out there. He's at 31 pitches. Both pitchers are at 31 pitches through 2 2/3.
1 2/3. All right, this one is hit to second base. Good diving catch over there by Bailey Allen to retire Christian Reyes. It was a soft liner, and Bailey Allen went to his left and dove and got the baseball.
Yeah, it was hit softly. He had a decision to make. Do I stay back and catch it on the one hop and throw him out at first, or do I go ahead and dive? And he dove forward and made the catch. So good play, but good decision by Bailey Allen.
Good decision in the bottom of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of two, George Ranch, 3, and the Taylor Lions, nothing.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
It'll be the top three hitters for George Ranch in the top of the third inning. Kyle Boudreau, Ty Abraham, and Dylan Rock. Kyle Boudreau lined out to the second baseman, Radley Sanborn, to lead off the ball game.
So the second time through the order, the second time to see Mr. Kerr. Let's see what the Longhorn hitters can do.
Longhorns with four hits, two in the first inning, led to two runs. Abraham singled, Dylan Rock tripled him home, and Menifee grounded out and brought in Dylan Rock. That's where those two runs came from. 1-0 pitch is wide, 2-0 in the second inning. Consecutive singles by Armstrong and Zatopek. Armstrong scored on kind of an odd play on the infield. Ball was going all sorts of directions. Lions ended up getting a double play before it was all said and done. Here's a strike to Boudreau, 2-1.
3-1. We had another pitch on the outside Boudreau laid off of, so it's 3-1 now.
3-1 pitch to Kyle Boudreau. This one sent to second base, and a good grab running away from the infield by Radley Sanborn, and he retires Kyle Boudreau for the second time tonight.
It's another outside pitch. It was off the plate that he swung at. So several Longhorns have been victims of that.
Ty Abraham singled and scored in the first, batting now in the top of the third. Don't let me forget that banner over there, okay, Harry? And that one hits Ty Abraham. He'll head down to first.
It was a breaking ball, just got out. You could see it as soon as he released it. It kind of slipped out of his hand and just floated. And Abraham just stood there and let it hit him in the side. It'll bring up Rock.
Dylan Rock, a triple between the left fielder and the center fielder. And that one went all the way to the wall, drove in Abraham. And then Dylan Rock scored on the infield out by Joseph Menifee. Kerr checks first base, comes to the plate. That one's low, ball one. Kerr over to first base. And Abraham is back. First base umpire is talking to the first baseman, maybe to Coach Gazaway, can't really tell, maybe to the first baseman.
Now the Lions coach is going to come out and say, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. He may have been talking about the tag that Christian Reyes put on. I'm not sure. And maybe where Reyes' feet are when Kerr goes over. Maybe he's talking about the fact that he's blocking first base a little bit. I don't know. That discussion is over. Base umpire takes his place behind the mound and kind of between the second baseman and the second base bag. Kerr checks Abraham over at first. At the plate, Dylan Rock. This one way outside, 2-0. Kerr in the stretch comes to the plate outside again, 3-0.
It
Zavala's going to go out and have a word with Kerr. He's been missing pretty wildly there. I'm not sure whether their scouting report says to pitch around Rock or not, but he's not giving anything close to the plate right now.
Kerr comes to the plate with a curveball, and he walks Dylan Rock on four pitches, brings up Joseph Menifee, the left fielder. One out, two on. We're in the top of the third. Longhorns lead it 3-0. Kerr's first pitch to Menifee is a ball.
Yeah, Kerr's starting to struggle with his strike zone here. He's been pretty consistent so far tonight. We're here in the third. He's at about 40 pitches. I don't see anybody in the Lion bullpen at this point.
The 1-0 pitch to Menifee, and that one catches the outside corner, 1-1. On deck is Josh LaPierre. Longhorns with two on and one out. Here's the next pitch. That one is high and outside, 2-1. Alexa? 2-1 pitch. This one is hit deep to right field. That one is back. It's off the wall. And that's going to be a long single for Joseph Menifee.
Yeah, the wind's blowing in from right field, a little bit from right field to left field, and the wind knocked it down. It one-hopped the fence, and a nice job by Reyes to get the ball back in. Abraham was kind of held up because Reyes was chasing the ball down, and he wasn't sure how far to go in case it was caught. And so when he saw the ball hit the green grass, he took off, so he wasn't able to get to third. So that's going to load the bases here for LaPierre.
Lions infield is in at all positions. First pitch to LaPierre is a ball.
So a big opportunity here for the Longhorns to put some distance between themselves and the Lions. Bases loaded, one out.
1-0 pitch to LaPierre. That one catches the inside corner, 1-1. You know, Dylan Rock was kind of running with his head down, and he was kind of in no man's land between second and third. Abraham had stopped at third, and
the way the last inning ended, I don't think base running mistakes there would have boded well for the Longhorns on their bus ride home.
That one outside, 2-1. One slice down the right field line and foul, 2-2.
It's kind of a riding fastball in on LaPierre, was able to just kind of fist it foul.
Kyle Boudreau popped up to the second baseman for the second time tonight to open the inning. Abraham was hit by a pitch. Dylan Rock walked, and then that long single by Menifee. This one hit down to short. Shortstop can't handle that. One run will score. Here comes Rock around to score, and the Longhorns have two in on the fielding error by Montero.
Yeah, that was a hard hit ball, but it's a play that Montero's got to make, so it's going to be an error. He had two options there. The ball was hit hard enough to turn a double play or try to come home, but I think he might have lifted his head up to see what he was planning, what he was going to do, and wasn't able to make the play.
LaPierre stopped at first. Menifee all the way around to third. Two runs in. Longhorns lead 5-0. At the plate, the DH, Brad Armstrong. 5 minutes ago. And they fake to third over to first. And the runner is back.
Is that Jacob Wilson? Yeah, I think that's Jacob Wilson
it
running
is.
At first. And he took off. He took a good two steps when Kerr picked up his leg. And Kerr's, like I said, a big, tall righty. And he took a big, long stride towards third base, set it down and turned. And
Wilson was able to get back in safely, but.
One out, two runs in, two men on. Jacob Wilson over at first, running for LaPierre, and at third, Joseph Menifee. Here's the pitch. Wilson down to second. That ball is cut off by Montero to see if he could entice Joseph Menifee off of third. No going there. So now the Longhorns with second and third and one out.
A good job of executing by the Lions. The play called was the cutoff by the shortstop, and go ahead and let the runner advance, but they weren't didn't fool the Longhorns. Menifee at third base.
1-0 pitch is tight to Brad Armstrong, 2-0. Here's the pitch outside, 3-0. Kerr in the windup, 3-0 pitch is fouled over towards Jake Zatopek in the on-deck circle, 3-1.
Big rip there by Armstrong, trying to see how far he could hit the ball, and he got out in front of it, hit off the end of the bat.
Three-one is hit to right center field, and it is caught out
there.
He dropped the ball. Marco Reyes dropped that one. Runners had to hold, but now both score.
I think that'll be a double. The ball was hit in the gap, and Reyes did a nice job of getting to it, but right at the last minute just kind of tipped off his glove.
So yeah, he had to make a long run for that one.
But he did get there. He's upset with himself. You can see him kind of frustrated out there. Like I said, he did a nice job of running it down and just kind of tipped off the end of his glove.
Second hit of the night for Brad Armstrong, drove in two. And the Longhorns lead now 7-0 in the top of the third. Lynn Bradford is out to check on his pitcher and see if he's going to make some kind of changes out there.
I haven't seen anybody in the bullpen unless their next pitcher is going to be one of the defensive players, I would guess.
Home plate ump on his way out to find out what's going to happen, if anything. And if not, should break up that confab and get play going again. And he does just that. Kerr stays on the mound. Everybody else back to their positions. And at the plate, Jake Zatopek, he singled. And then was thrown out at the plate when the ball was going all over the infield in the top of the second. Kerr's first pitch to Zatopek, fouled back to the screen, 0-1. How's Corpus doing?
Winning 5-1, top of the eighth, over the UT San Antonio Roadrunners.
There you go. And
was that
Cam?
Cam is 0-for-1 with two sacrifice bunts, it appears.
All right.
No ground balls at second base.
0-1 pitch to Zatopek. That one gets away from Zavala at the plate. And Armstrong moves up to third. RBIs tonight by Dylan Rock and Joseph Menifee. And then two by Brad Armstrong in this inning. Longhorns lead 7-0. 1-1 pitch on its way to Zatopek. Swung on and missed, 1-2.
Tell you what, Kerr has done a nice job of staying off the middle of the plate. He's gotten in trouble when he's gone in a little bit, but he's had some effective pitches on the outside corner. Another one right there.
1-2 to Zatopek. Swung on and missed, and he gets the big first baseman out on strikes. Brings up catcher Zach Holsutter. second out of the inning. First strikeout of the night for Charleston Kerr. Holsutter popped up to first in foul territory the first time at the plate. And he takes one high and outside, ball one.
Selfie time in the press box over here with the scorekeeper.
All right. Got to chronicle those events. That one is a called strike, 1-1. Over at third, Brad Armstrong. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Outside, 2-1. Two outs, four runs in for George Ranch in the top of the third.
Kerr sitting at 62 pitches now here in the top of the third.
Popped up to center field. Cordell Hawkins on his horse, and nobody can get it. That one drops in for a single, and Brad Armstrong scores the eighth run of the night for George Ranch.
Yeah, that ball was hit high, and the center fielder Hawkins came in hard. I'm not sure Montero, the shortstop, realized that wind was going to kind of keep it short. I think Hawkins is probably telling Montero, dude, help me out there.
You know, in those kind of balls, the certainly the fielder coming towards it has a better angle on it, better look at it. But that was Hawkins, but he had to run a long way. Montero didn't have near as far to go, but he was trying to do it, you know, looking up over his shoulder. In any event, at the plate now, Bryce Debs. Debs pops this one up to third base. Ramirez in foul territory, and he has it to end the Longhorn threat in the third inning. But in that inning, five runs on one, two, three base hits. There was an error and one man left on base. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 8 and the Lions nothing.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
And speaking of the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club, if you're looking for a way to be more involved, the Athletic Booster Club will be holding elections during the spring general meeting for the 2017-18 school year on April 24th. Interested parties must be a member of the ABC, and it's not too late to join. You can visit the website at grhsabc.com, scroll down and click on the Join the ABC button. Then you can complete a nomination form by clicking on the link. You can contact Karen Reed, the George Ranch High School ABC secretary, with any questions at secretary@grhsabc.com. And if you'd like to nominate somebody else or yourself, you can do that on the website and then put your name up for nomination on April 24th at the spring general meeting over at the high school. First pitch to Bradley Sanborn is fouled back, 0-1.
Good fastball there by LaPierre. Again, he was on the bench for a while there, that big five-run inning for the Longhorns. We're pushing an hour here already, and we're just in the bottom half of the third inning.
Sanborn's first opportunity to see LaPierre swung on and missed. Josh took a little bit off of that one, 0-2. Next batter, the DH, Yunier Garcia. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that one bounces in, 1-2.
Yeah, he kind of had a little grip issue on that one, held on to it too long. That ball's a good back outside the left-hander's batter's box, but he's going to come back and get him right here.
1-2 pitch is a called third strike on the outside corner to Sanborn. Rings up the DH, Yunir Garcia. First strikeout for Josh LaPierre. He's walked two in the ballgame so far. Yunir Garcia is hitter number 9. First pitch is off speed and out of the zone, 1-0.
It was a good job by Yunir to lay off that. Breaking ball was coming down the outside corner and broke outside.
Swung on and missed, 1-1.
He just threw that one right by him.
Take the opportunity to say thank you to the folks here at A-Leaf Taylor High School for our great accommodations here in the press box. We're always well treated when we go around the district for 23 6A ball games. That one skips in, 2-1. LaPierre gets a sign from Holsutter. Here's a pitch. That one is outside, 3-1. And this is the third opportunity where LaPierre kind of loses his look at the strike zone and throws 2, 3, 4 consecutive balls. That one is the fourth one in a row. He walks Yunir Garcia. We swing to the top of the order and Carlos Montero.
Yeah, LaPierre's 41 pitches with one out here in the third. It's more pitches than I think he'd like to throw.
Kyle Boudreau threw out Montero in the first inning on a good play. He had to charge the baseball. Good footwork, good arm motion by Kyle Boudreau to get that one over to first and retire Montero.
Yeah, we'll see what Coach Cubs does today with the pitching staff. As I'm sure everybody knows that's listening, we have about 12 pitchers on this team, and you know, you need to get the work in for some of the players. Obviously, he likes to give the starter as much opportunity as he can.
Next pitch is a strike to Montero, 1-1. He steps out of the batter's box briefly. Now he's back. Over at first is Yunir Garcia. That one is low, kind of skipped in, 2-1. One pitch on its way. Runner heading to second base. Here's Holsutter's throw, and he got him.
That right there was a beautiful throw by Holsutter. Came up, threw it right on the money. All Bailey Allen had to do was hold his glove right there where the ball was thrown, and was able to get the runner. The coach over at third base is, I don't think he had the steal on. They're having a few words over there, and I saw the runner coming in. It's like, well, I saw you swipe your chest, and he goes, couldn't hear what he said, but I'm sure he said, no, I didn't. So it's always the player's fault.
And the pitch is a ball.
3-1.
3-1 to the batter, Carlos Montero. Two outs. This one is hit to Josh LaPierre. Over to Zatopek, and that retires Carlos Montero and the Lions in the bottom of the third. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. At the end of three, it's the Longhorns 8 and the Lions nothing.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tirando and Harry Boudreau on GRHS iRadio.
And this one is stroked into left center field. It's a base hit for Cordell Hawkins. There was only two outs when Josh LaPierre threw out Montero. So So Hawkins strokes that one out into left center field for the first base hit off of LaPierre. And that brings up Muriel Zavala, the catcher. Zavala walked and was thrown out by Holsunter in the first inning, batting now in the bottom of the third. This one popped back, 0-1. That one is low. Holsunter corrals that one, 1-1. This one hit into right field, and Dylan Rock is there to haul that one in. And now the Lions are out in the bottom of the third. In the inning, no runs, one hit. No errors, and one man left on base. Now at the end of three innings of play, it's George Ranch 8, and the Lions nothing.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Top of the order again for George Ranch. Kyle Boudreau, Ty Abraham, Dylan Rock to face Charleston Kerr in the top of the fourth. Bradley Sanborn has retired Kyle Boudreau twice this evening, caught a soft liner off the bat of Boudreau to open the ball game, and then caught one over his shoulder with his back to the infield, heading out to right field in the third, and Boudreau bats here in the top of the fourth, takes ball one. One-oh pitch from Kerr. This one is stroked into right field. Base hit for Kyle Boudreau. Finally to the right side. And he got that one into the outfield for his first hit of the night.
He got a little more on that one. The first two kind of blooped over there. That one he hit pretty solid.
Ty Abraham at the plate, singled and scored in the first, hit with a pitch and scored in the third, batting now in the fourth. Kerr's first pitch, this one hit down to short to Montero, over to second and to first, and they will not get Ty Abraham. They do get the lead runner, Kyle Boudreau.
Yeah, he hit that ball too hard. Hit it hard, and what happened was the ball took a high hop, and the shortstop Montero did a nice job of going up and getting it. It just slowed him down on the turn, and Abraham was able to beat it out.
Dylan Rock tripled home a run in the first, walked and scored in the third. This one is outside, and the runner heads to second base. Abraham makes the turn and takes a look. That one was wild, and Zavala couldn't handle it, went back to the screen.
Nice breeze blowing through this press box up here. I see number 7. That's Colson Kostelnik, I believe, in the bullpen for the Longhorns. Haven't seen him in district yet.
Here's the next pitch. This one is hit high to left field. And Joey Impande puts that one away.
Nice throw. Kind of one hop, the third baseman, Daniel Ramirez. Nice job by Imbande, and it was one hopper, and as he was sliding in, he kind of caught the ball right there at Abraham's head, and he thought he had him, but the umpire called him safe.
That was a close play at third. Abraham made it in because if you're tagging him on the top of his helmet, his feet have already reached the base. That brings up Joseph Menifee with two outs. Menifee drove in a run on a infield out in the first and singled and scored in the third. One high and outside, 1-0. Went to opening night last night, and the Astros are off to that fast start, 3-0 win.
I saw that on Facebook or Twitter. Twitter. I saw it on Twitter. You were there. You were way up in the right field bleachers, right?
Left.
Left field?
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's right. You were like over where I got you. Above in Keuchel's corner.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Right next to that section they call Keuchel's corner. This one is a ball. 3-1. Now to Menifee.
After he was fielding those ground balls off the pitcher's mound, one of the announcers made a comment, they should give him every gold glove.
Yeah, he made some good plays, and he made one after that time, after that as well. Did a good job. Menifee walks, brings up the pitcher, Josh LaPierre.
That was a 74th pitch for Kerr, so... I said I haven't seen anybody in the bullpen, but my guess is that the next pitcher will be one of the fielders.
Josh LaPierre was thrown out short to first in the first, and then a fielding error by Montero at short allowed two runs to. Here's one into right field, base hit, drops in front of Marco Reyes, and around third and coming home is Ty Abraham.
The ball was hit off the end of the bat, had a little curve to it, and Reyes came in, and when the ball hit in front of him, it kind of took a spin to it to his left and wasn't able to corral it, so he had to run back about 15, 20 feet to get it, and that allowed the second run to score. So looks like Cannon to surf, headed to run for LaPierre. Is that 9 or 10?
So I have
two runs.
Yeah, Abraham scored and Menifee scored. LaPierre is on second, so it's 10-0. LaPierre drives in two with that single to right. Here now Brad Armstrong, and he fouls this one beyond the Longhorns dugout on the first base side, 0-2. Next pitch is outside, 1-2.
Yeah, we'll see when Coach Cubsa starts making his substitutions. He's done since this is a 10-run lead, it'll be six more outs the Longhorns need to get, so he may start his substitutions.
LaPierre takes strike three.
Armstrong,
rather, takes strike three. That ends the Longhorns' part of inning number four. In the inning, two runs on two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 10 and the Lions nothing.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Back at Taylor High School, Longhorns lead it 10-0. New pitcher on the mound is Colson Kostelnik.
Everything else looks the same.
First time we've seen him in district play. Colson is a lefty to counter the righty that LaPierre was. He'll face a pinch hitter.
No, that was a catcher, wasn't it?
Kerr was due up. But Kerr is on deck. This one is hit to Kyle Boudreau, and he grabs it on the line for the first out in the bottom of the first.
That was a nice play by Boudreau. That ball was going into center field, and he went way behind the bag and was able to grab it. Are they batting? Can they bat 10? That might have been what they did, was they may have batted 10. We're trying to figure it out. We had the wrong batter up, and now Kerr, the pitcher, is on the mound. Or excuse me, at the plate.
One out in the bottom of the fourth, and Kerr at the plate. Kostelnik in the windup, here's a pitch. This one is hit over Kostelnik's head. Boudreau has it over to first base, and another good play by Kyle Boudreau.
Yeah, absolutely. He went all the way in front of second base on that one and made the play. When they put the runner back at first, that's probably what happened. When they put him back at the plate, or what did they do that when I went to get your Gatorade?
Apparently, the Zatopek dropped that one. They called him safe, and then Hawkins singled, and Zavala flew out. But I may have.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
At the plate, Joey Mpande. Pandé takes the next pitch, swung on and missed. 0-2 from Kostelnik. Pitch from Colson is a swinging strike three, and the Lions are down in the bottom of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of four innings of play, it's the Longhorns 10. And the Lions, nothing.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial, Inc.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on
Back at Taylor High School, Jake Zatopek, Zach Holzhutter, and Bryce Debs do up for George Ranch in the top of the fifth.
There's plenty of action in the Longhorn bullpen. Easton Malin's over there. Lucas Nicholson is, maybe he's just warming up. But so with a 10-run lead in the fifth inning now, the Longhorns hold on to a 10-run lead. That'll be the ball game tonight. So nice job by Kostelnik coming in and threw very few pitches, had a couple good defensive plays behind him, pitched a contact, and then got himself a strikeout. 1-2-3 inning for Kostelnik.
Zatopek singled in the second inning and was thrown out at the plate by the shortstop, Carlos Montero. And then he struck out swinging in the third, batting now in the top of the fifth and working a 2-0 count. Here's a pitch from Kerr, inside, 3-0.
Zavala's going to go out and have a word with him. He's thrown a good number of pitches tonight, but it looks like they're going to try to let him finish this outing. Not a bad job of pitching. Didn't walk very many. Gave up a few hard-hit balls and some seeing-eye hits.
This one, a called strike, 3-1. You did a nice job running down to the concession stand, got my order right and everything.
I can't believe that Gatorade was $18.
This one sliced foul near the Longhorn dugout, 3-2.
Tom gave me $2.25 and said, get you something, and I got him a $2 Gatorade.
That one is high and outside, ball four. Zatopek walks. Zach Holzhutter is next. Popped up to Christian Reyes in foul territory in the second, singled and stayed at first base in the third.
Kyle Curtis is going to run at first base for the Longhorns. Like I said, the whole host of Longhorns are warming up behind the first base dugout. So in the bottom of the fifth, we'll see probably what we've been seeing for the most part is every position except for catcher and first base. We'll see what Coach Cubsa does tonight.
Played ump, very meticulously writing in his little book for the substitutions. And now Kerr is ready. Now he's not.
Now you see him. Now you don't. Did you steal this?
I simply borrowed it. This one is struck foul down the first baseline and out of play. I borrowed it. It's a shot put. It's for the track people.
Girls track, too. Okay. What's the count? 0-1.
0-1 pitch to Holzhutter. This one grounded to short. Carlos Montero steps on second and throws over to first for the double play.
Another nice play by Montero. That ball took two or three hops, bounced right up to him. He had his second baseman, Sanborn, over there, but he said, you know, I'm going to take it myself, and took a couple steps, stepped on the bag, and made a nice strike over to Reyes at first for the double play.
Center fielder Bryce Debs at the plate, 0 for 2, reached on a fielder's choice in the second and popped up to Daniel Ramirez in foul territory in the third. He takes strike one here in the fifth. And strike two, Kerr comes in with a nice pitch on the inside corner. O-2 pitch to Debs. Debs hits this one high. It bounces to Bradley Sanborn and over to first base And that retires the Longhorns in the top of the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Still Longhorns 10, and the Lions nothing.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tirando and Harry Boudreau on GRHS iRadio.
Sophomore right-hander Easton Malin on the mound for George Ranch in the bottom of the fifth.
And a whole list of other changes. Behind the plate is Ryan Moore now. We'll get a chance to see him behind the plate. Playing third base is Lucas Nicholson. At shortstop, Zach Turner. Ryan Finnegan has moved over to second. Zatopek is still at first. Dawson Dowling is in right field. Jacob Wilson is now playing center field, and Wes Blazek is in left. So that sets the defense for the Longhorns here in the fifth. They're three outs away from advancing to 6-0 in district and 21-1 overall.
Marco Reyes, Christian Reyes, and Bradley Sanborn, the first three that Easton Malin will face here in the bottom of the fifth.
Final score, your Texas A&M Islanders 5, UT San Antonio Roadrunners 2. Congratulations.
Where was that game?
In San Antonio. Islanders have a big weekend against Southeastern Louisiana coming up this weekend, and expect the former Longhorns Chad Romier and Cameron Boudreau to play a big role and try to take three and get right back in this race, 3-6 in the Southland Conference right now. Chad Romier had a real good weekend for the Islanders, pitching two games, getting a victory, no runs in either game.
Getting a lot of frequent traveler miles too, huh? Over in New Orleans last weekend, into San Antonio, back into Louisiana over this weekend.
Yeah, they left last Wednesday, went to Victoria, then to San Antonio, then to New Orleans, back home for one day in San Antonio. They'll head back tonight, though, and get ready for the weekend series.
They fly everywhere?
Nope, everything's on a nice bus.
Nope.
But they got a nice bus. It's a charter bus, so they're not complaining, I can tell you that.
Not like a Bull Durham bus?
Well, for the kids who spent 2 years at junior college before this is a huge upgrade.
I'll bet.
So they're trying to get all of the I saw Kevin Copps had another strong outing the other day for Arkansas. And then Sarah Hudak is still playing very well for the Texas A&M softball team. Hit a home run last week. I saw that. So Longhorns are making their mark across college baseball and softball.
All right, first pitch by Easton Malin, and a comebacker to Malin over to first base to Zatopek. One pitch, one out in the fifth.
The coaches like to see that, come out, throw one pitch, and get an out. We've had a couple games when we've made the mass substitutions that took a little bit of nerves and got a little messy out there, but that's why they call him Deuce. You see that pitch? Easton has a nice breaking ball. He started that at the batter's left shoulder, and it broke all the way to the outside corner.
This one has fouled back to the screen, 0-2.
We asked what it nickname Deuce came from, and it's because of his effective breaking ball.
pinch hitter at the plate is Ricardo Cisneros, and he strikes out looking to Malin.
That was that big breaking ball again. I don't think 16, I don't know, the numbers aren't matching up, but he probably hadn't seen a pitch like that before.
First pitch by Malin is a ball, ball one. And out to the mound goes Ryan Moore to talk to Easton Malin.
Yeah, Ryan hadn't had a whole lot of playing time behind the plate, so I think he's just trying to lengthen it as long as he can.
Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Longhorns lead 10-0. Malin in the windup. Swung is hit to shortstop and caught out there, and that is the ball game. The Longhorns victorious over the Lions 10-0. George Ranch moves to 21-1 overall and 6-0 in 23 6A play. Harry and I will be right back to wrap this one up. You're listening to live Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at A-Leaf Taylor High School in Houston, Texas, George Ranch a winner 10-0 over the Taylor Lions. Longhorns now 21-1 overall, 6-0 as we reach the midpoint in district play. We'll be back on the air on Friday night. Over at Hastings High School, we'll be on the air at 6:50 p.m. First pitch is slated for 7 o'clock Friday. Harry?
You know, a good outing for the Longhorns tonight. You know, give the Taylor Lions some credit here. They're obviously, you know, overmatched. I don't mean that derogatory, but they, you know, they have 13 players on their team. The Longhorns have 30. Longhorns have 10, 11 players committed to play at the next level. So, but it was a well-played game by the Lions. I give them a lot of credit for the way they played tonight. Pitcher did a nice job of throwing the ball around the plate. You know, probably a young team, inexperienced team, but give them a lot of credit tonight for hanging in there. But Longhorns got the job done. Pretty good job of pitching by Josh LaPierre. Did struggle with his control a little bit tonight. Real nice job by Colson Kostelnik and Malin coming in to get the final six outs. So it's on to A-Leaf Hastings, and it's time to keep rolling.
Josh LaPierre got the win in his three innings of work. He struck out one and walked three on the night. Gave up just the single to Cordell Hawkins in the third inning, and then Colson Kostelnik pitched the fourth, Easton Malin the fifth, Kostelnik with a strikeout, and Malin with a strikeout in his one inning of work, respectively. They each struck out one and each worked an inning, the fourth and the fifth. For the hitters on George Ranch's side, a triple and an RBI by Dylan Rock, couple RBIs by Josh LaPierre, couple RBIs by Brad Armstrong, and an RBI by Zach Holsutter, putting together that 10-0 win by the Longhorns. For Harry Boudreau, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We'll be back on the air Friday night from Hastings High School at 6:50 p.m. And the first pitch, 7 o'clock, the George Ranch Longhorns and the Hastings Bears. So long, everybody. George.